Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we are studying Perek Zion of Malachim Bet. Perek Zion picks up mid-famine and directly from where Perek Vav ended. Yehoram had just cried out due to the situation, directly blames Elisha, but also invokes the name of Hashem in his anguish. It could be because of this that Elisha declares right from the onset in Pasuk Aleph that the famine is about to end and an increased supply will make food items very cheap. The theme of sight and blindness from the last perek also continues as we assess the reaction and skepticism of the Shalish, the officer in Pasuk Bet, to the news that in just one day's time the situation will have a radical change. Being able to see beyond present conditions takes emunah, which was a main takeaway from Elisha's prophetic announcement. Yeshuat Hashem keheref ayin, Hashem's salvation can come in the blink of an eye. The sub-story in this perek sets the background for how the situation of the famine changes. Involved are the four Mitzoraim, who discover the deserted camp of Aram in Pasuk Hay. The Gemara in Masechet Sota, 47a, identifies these people as Gehazi and his three sons. What is the significance of the salvation coming about through them? Sometimes it is only when we take a step back that we see things clearly. These lepers were on the fringe of society and were able to entertain the possibility of redemption before others living among the people. They also symbolize that redemption can come through an unlikely and unexpected source. How did this come about? The horses that Elisha allowed his Na'ar to see in last Perek that were the vision of salvation for B'nai Yisrael played a part here. Hashem had Aram hear the sounds of chariots, and they feared attack and deserted their camp. Where does the Melech Yisrael fit in with all this? The word HaMelech appears 14 different times within the story of the famine that began at the end of last Perek and continues until the end of this Perek. After he comes angry to Elisha and Elisha informs him of the miracle that's about to happen the next day, there is no response from the king. It is the Shalish who then voices his skepticism. The king does not respond to him either. The Psukim leave us with no choice but to wonder where Yehoram stands with all this. Taking this a step further, when the king is suspicious in Pasuk Yud Bet of the empty Aram camp being a trap, why does he not ask Elisha what to do? After all, Elisha is the one who said the famine was going to end the next day. Wouldn't it make sense to ask Elisha if this is the salvation he was referring to? Instead, the king is unsure what to do and then follows the advice of his servant who suggests taking a few people to check out the Aram camp. Couldn't this have been avoided? So the facts lend themselves to assessing that the king was skeptical as well about Elisha's words. He does not even react when the men return and he realizes that relief is in fact coming on that day. He does not reach out to Elisha at this point either. And the king is the one who appoints the shalish at the gate of the city to maintain order once the prices dropped and people were going to be clamming for food. Not only is this objective not met, but the king in effect sets the shalish up to die, since it was at the gate itself that he ends up being trampled. It is ironic that the leader of society, the king, is the one put in charge of fulfilling the punitive prophecy, while it is the Mitzoraim on the sidelines of the community that were the ones granted the zchut of fulfilling the positive prophecy. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos 32a says, "Megalgalin zchut al yedei zakai v'chova al yedei chayav." A meritorious act is brought about by heaven through a meritorious person, and an iniquitous act through a guilty person. And so this perek that mentions the word HaMelech repeatedly throughout definitely does not do so with a positive spin on Yehoram based on the events in this perek. There are many other flawed characters in this story aside from Gehazi and family who at first keep the spoils they discover for themselves from the Aram camp. The woman from last perek who appealed for justice to the king describes a situation where she ate her child, but is upset that her friend that she made an arrangement with did not hand over her child the next day, which is not fair. We also see how Elisha allows the people to suffer a lot through the famine before he responds with a miracle. And he only seems to do so because the king of Israel is about to attack him. The shalish that shows a lack of faith suffers a midah keneged midah consequence. When the miracle comes true that he questioned, it is specifically the rush of people surrounding the influx of food that lead to him being trampled to death in Pasuk Chaf. He expressed his scorn at the sha'ar, and he is killed by that same sha'ar. Rav Elchanan Samet draws parallels between Elisha's role in this confrontation with Aram and Elisha's role in the war with Moab back in Perek Gimel. In both cases, the people suffer from a lack of sustenance. In Perek Gimel, it was lack of water, while in this Perek, it was a complete famine. In both, the relationship between Elisha and the king is tense. In both, they are told relief will be imminent the next day, whether puddles of water or food from the camp of Aram. In both cases, the victory came about through a false assumption being made by the enemy based on misleading physical evidence. With Moab, it was the reflection made on the water that looked like blood. And with Aram, it was the sound they thought they heard of horses that they believed to be the armies of Egypt and the Chittim helping Israel. And the endings of both Prakim are similar in that while the operations against the enemies are successful, there is a negative ending. Whether the Ketzef, the wrath aroused after the human sacrifice in Perek Gimel that negatively affected Bnei Israel, or the failure of the Shalish in our Perek to believe in Elisha's words and his subsequent demise at the end of this Perek. However, in all of these comparisons, the one from this Perek put the nation in worse shape and of more severe consequences. If we delve deeply into details from this Perek, we can observe that the situation is far from ideal. The miracle did not end the conflict with Aram. It just solved the immediate problem of the famine. Elisha's nevuah was met with scorn. It was not accepted by everyone. The famine already took a large toll on the people and was able to persist for a significant while before it ended. The taking of the spoils from Aram, which ended the famine, also caused mayhem and mobs that resulted in a person being trampled to death. This Perek had some high points too. The Mitzoraim, Gehazi and sons, while initially making the wrong choice by hoarding, do tshuva and share the good they find with everyone at the end. Although the king originally is suspicious of Aram setting Yisrael up and leaving their camp empty, his suspicion turns out to be unfounded. And lastly, the punishment of the Shalish shows that justice is served and can provide people with faith in Hashem's system of Schar Va'onesh, reward and punishment. Thank you for studying together Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.